Very happy to have back on the show today for a second time. It is Arizona Coyotes sophomore Max Domi. He's launched an accuracy coach program for Canadians with diabetes, partnering with Contour Next. How are you, Max?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Great to have you again. We'll chat this initiative. We'll chat some hockey as well. Busy day for you. I woke up and like my whole feed, it was just Max Domi after Max Domi. You're a busy man. You're doing the media rounds today.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun just ripping through it here, so it's good.
It is great, and it's great for your initiative as well. Tell me about it. You know, when this came about, you've been working tirelessly. I mean, you know, you were doing a lot of stuff last year, which is, I mean, it's not an easy time to do it going into your rookie season in the NHL last year, and it's important to you. You've made the time. You've found the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about is, I mean, obviously something that means a lot to you, you're going to put in the time, but at the end of the day, I mean, last year was just kind of like a feeling out process, and it went great. So we tried it again this year, and we took it to a whole nother level. And, I mean, for us, it's we just dropped a new website and working with Contour Next, and the website is powerbyaccuracy.ca. It's a great website, and for every, I mean, like, share, tweet, whatever you want to do, retweet, whatever it is, with that website, I mean, they're going to donate $1 to diabetes research, which is outstanding. So, I mean, that's like the main plug for sure. But at the end of the day, I mean, the best way to learn about diabetes and type 1 in particular is from people that live with it on a day-to-day basis. So for me, it's I realized how much Bobby Clark and what he did back in the day and playing in the NHL with diabetes and without the technology we have nowadays, I mean, how much that meant to me and how much that kind of pushed me to try and accomplish my dreams of playing in the NHL was outstanding. So I'm just trying to repay that and do that for as many kids as possible. And then this website's the first step to that.
Max Domi, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, powerbyaccuracy.ca is the website. So like my grandpa had diabetes, so I grew up around it a little bit. But obviously, I mean, was not a high-end athlete that presents new challenges. So I was exposed to some of his, I guess at the time, almost archaic testing procedures. But for you, especially making the transition, because last time we talked to you, you had not yet begun your NHL career. Was it more of a challenge playing in the National Hockey League last year with the day-to-day things that you know you have to maintain?
You know what, to be completely honest with you, it was probably easier. And if you check out the website, the main thing I talk about is, and throughout the whole commercial we did, was just the fact of having a team and how much easier it makes it on you. I mean, it's a pretty complex disease, and it can be pretty stressful to handle that stuff, especially when you're trying to manage that with an 82-game grueling season. So, I mean, with my coaching staff, my teammates, my training staff, doctors, family and friends especially, I mean, that whole support cast, I mean, just makes your life way easier. So the importance of having a team is just so crucial, and we talk about that a lot on the website. But for me, it's the biggest reason, I mean, I do what I do, and it's the biggest reason why I am where I am today. So it's been fun just trying to get the word out there and kind of educate as many people in Canada as possible on type 1 diabetes, and it's been a great day so far.
So how's the summer been? You've been busy with this. You've been busy getting ready for the season. Was it a different off season for you coming off your first NHL season?
Yeah, it was really different, actually, to be honest with you, because not just because of the NHL season, but I went over to Russia for 3 weeks to play in the World Championships, and I was lucky enough to be a part of Team Canada that won a gold medal. So that was a really cool experience. I learned a lot from all those guys and had a lot of fun, but I mean, it kind of threw off the whole training regime because the season went 3 weeks longer than I was anticipating it. Mm-hmm. After I got knocked out. I mean, guys were training for two, 3 weeks before I even got home, so didn't take much time off, but I've been getting after it pretty good so far, and I'm feeling really good and looking forward to the season.
Now, I guess ideally you never want to be in the mix for that World Championship team ever again because you'd rather be playing deep in the playoffs with Arizona. That said, your captain, who you get back for another year in Shane Doan, this is a guy that I, obviously you learned a lot from in year one. He's always answered the bell. You start for Canada at the World Juniors here in Toronto, of course. You go over to the Worlds, and you know, you guys had a great tournament. Is that something, you know, given the opportunity, seeing what Shane has always done, him and Ryan Smith, is that something you'd aspire to be, or do you got to take it year by year?
Yeah, I don't think you look at it that way. I mean, every year you play your games and you play the 82-game season to make the playoffs and to try and win a Stanley Cup, to be honest with you. So, I mean, I'm not certain that you're like, oh, I can't wait to play in the World Championships, like kind of thing. I was lucky enough to be part of that team this year that won a gold medal, so we can chalk that off the list pretty early in my career. But, I mean, it's always going to be from here on out, let's try and win a Stanley Cup. And I mean, you can ask Doner, and obviously he knows how hard it is to get to the playoffs and then not only there, to make it far in the playoffs. So it's going to be an exciting challenge, and there's no reason we can't do it. I mean, we got an exciting group with a good mix of young and older guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I know all my teammates are as well.
Biggest thing you learned this year, whether it was from Shane Doan, whether it was, you know, from playing 81 games, only a couple of guys on your team actually did that. What was the biggest wake-up call, if you will?
Honestly, preparation and the recovery that you have at the start of the year and like your nutrition and all that stuff that people harp on you about, and you're like, you kind of laugh at it. You're like, don't worry about it, I'll just play and I'll be fine. In an 82-game season, that's kind of the stuff that adds up and kind of comes back to haunt you if you don't, I mean, treat it as I mean, put it at the forefront as much as you're supposed to. So for me personally, it was just realizing how much more important preparation and warming up and working out and maintaining all that stuff throughout the season is. I mean, because as soon as you get to that 50, 60 game mark, you start to run out of gas if you're not doing those things. And I mean, essentially that's the most important part of the year, especially when you're in conference and division that are as tight as our conference and division are, that I mean, those games are so crucial, and we got to find a way to be in the mix even more next year and take full advantage of that.
Max Domi, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show. Check out his new website, partnering with Contour Next for diabetes. Powered by accuracy.ca is the website. All right, so agree or disagree with this. I mean, you had a great season in Arizona. You turned a lot of heads. What I thought was the moment that really stood out for me individually. So I'm sitting on my couch in early March, and I'm watching a late game. And it's late in the game, and you guys are playing Anaheim. And like, listen, you're a tough kid. You're a strong kid, but you play a different game than your dad. That said, Oliver Ekman-Larsson gets railroaded. And who's the first guy in there? It's you jumping Ryan Garbutt, and you end up getting suspended for it. I talked about it on the show the next day. I loved it. My teammates, they can do that anytime they want. Was that a big moment for you personally?
Yeah, you know what it is? I mean, I don't think you really think in those situations. It's just kind of the pedigree of being a hockey player, and that's kind of your instincts that kick in, especially with, I mean, when your best player gets hit like that at the end of a game that is pretty much already over, you take initiative, and I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, you're expected to stand up for your buddy. So, unfortunately, I got a one-game suspension out of it, but I learned a lot about that, and I mean, hey, it worked out, and I mean, hopefully we don't have to do that again, but I'm sure if that calls, then have to find a way to do
it. Well, listen, sometimes you got to do it once, and that's the whole point of doing it, so you don't have to do it again, right? That's the idea.
But I definitely wouldn't mind doing it again, that was for sure.
Max Domi, our guest. Okay, so, a lot of professional athletes will say this, and they'll kind of give the stock answer, but they've been there before, and for you, this offseason especially, it was the first name that Max Domi was the subject of trade rumors, not because Arizona wanted to trade you, but people like to talk. So there's Austin Matthews from Arizona, and there's the Domis, who are Maple Leaf royalty, and that was the name everybody talked about. Do you laugh them off? What was your first experience with trade rumors like?
I thought it was pretty funny, to be honest with you, but I mean, that stuff, it's amazing how much, how fast this fire can spread, so to speak. I mean, it's one guy tweets something, all of a sudden everyone's a GM. So it's pretty funny, but I mean, at the end of the day, whatever happens, and for me, I mean, I'd be completely satisfied to spend the rest of my career in Arizona. I love it there. It's I mean, the people are outstanding. It's easy living, healthy lifestyle, and I mean, good people around there. So I mean, hey, if that would have happened, I definitely would have addressed that for sure. But, I mean, Austin's, I got to know him a little bit. He's a great kid, and he's going to do a great job with the Leafs, that's for sure.
So one last question, and this is something you can give insight to. Mitch Marner is everyone's looking forward, you know, to see your good buddy up playing with the Leafs. But the possibility exists that this is a guy that could, in theory, go back to London and play for the Knights. not that he has anything left to prove on that level, but that's just how it works. How disappointing would that be, even if the organization deems it necessary? What's he going to go through in spring training, or sorry, in preseason?
Oh, it's different for everyone, and I mean, it sucks. Like my third year, I thought I was coming into training camp. I thought I was going to make Phoenix, and unfortunately, I came up a little bit short. And it's at that age, you're kind of just like, oh, like you've never really experienced that, and then you say, oh, I've worked hard enough, like I'm ready to go here. But realistically, you're not. And for me personally, that was definitely evident in my game. And at the time, it wasn't fun at all. And you kind of got to battle through that. And what kind of pushed me along the best way was my head coach, Dave Tippett in Phoenix, said, he goes, hey, listen, you're getting sent down, but every game you can take it two ways. You can feel sorry for yourself, or you can look at it every game that you're playing the NHL and prepare and do all that stuff like you're in the NHL. So when you are ready to play here, you'll be able to step right in and make a difference right away. And that really stuck with me, and I took a lot of pride in kind of living up to that. And I was lucky enough to be a part of a World Junior team that won gold in Toronto, which was one of the most special things I'll probably ever experience in my life. Mm-hmm. But so that made the whole year pretty much worth it. But I learned a lot about that whole process and tried to improve as much as possible, and it ended up working out. So it sucks at the time, but I mean, you got to be patient sometimes. In 1 year, your life won't make that much of a difference realistically.
I'm sure if it was your call, you'd be facing off against Mitch next year in the National Hockey League, correct?
100%, and I have no doubt that he'll make the NHL next year. He's so good. I mean, I was so excited for him this year and Dvorak and all the guys on London for them to win the Mem Cup. I mean, the stuff those guys did was incredible. So I'm sure he will be in Toronto, and if not, I mean, he'll kill it in London another year and then be in Toronto forever, however many years he wants. So he'll be fine regardless of what happens, and looking forward to seeing it.
Max Domi partnering with Contour Next to raise diabetes awareness and provide support and coaching for Canadians living with the disease. Check out the brand new website. It is powered by accuracy.ca. Hey, good on you, man. You know, congratulations on all of this. You're doing great work, and we hope to chat with you real soon.
All right, Andrew. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, Max.